Three U.S. Marines serving in Afghanistan were injured over the weekend when one of them stepped on a landmine at the Kandahar airport. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, on his first trip to meet with troops in Afghanistan, was instructed to step only on paved areas because of landmines. The United Nations estimates there may be as many as 10 million unexploded mines in Afghanistan, that they kill or maim something like 150 people each month. Some landmines date back to the conflict with the former Soviet Union. Others were planted by the Taliban. Murphy McCloy is the senior demining advisor in the Office of Humanitarian Demining Programs at the State Department. He says there are three main methods of clearing landmines.
There are biotechnology, such as the use of mine-detecting dogs. There are mechanical support systems, mine flails or earth grinders or things like this that can, you know, that can help reduce the, you know, the threat in a given area. One of them could look like a great big bulldozer, if you will, with instead of having a blade out on the front end of it, would have a rotating drum with a bunch of chains attached to it, which would beat the ground, you know, and actually penetrate to strip away mine tripwires and also to set off any mines that they would happen to hit. The bottom line in is, though, that somebody's got to go in there and actually dig these things up and get or destroy them in place when they can actually locate them. And that's, you know, in most cases, this is a man with a probe that he uses to stick down into the earth until he can actually detect what these other technologies have told him may be or actually are lurking just beneath the surface of the earth, waiting for somebody to set them off.
Is there anything that is new and particularly efficient in destroying landmines?
Actually, there are a lot of things that are new that haven't really been brought to full operational efficacy yet. But of the things that really, really do work, your best shots are going to be composed of mine dogs, dogs that are trained to detect explosive vapors. They're, say, four or five, maybe six basic explosives that are the components of the greater majority of the you know, military explosives that are used throughout the world today. So you train dogs specifically to recognize the odor signature.
But if you're dealing with millions of mines, dogs just don't seem to me to be a particularly efficient way of going about it.
Well, when you're going to be demining an area about the size of this studio that you and I are sitting in right now, so that a couple of refugee families can come in and live in safety in that particular place, that makes a difference, and the dog can make that happen in a much shorter period of time than would happen if you didn't have that. They're all good in their own way, but none of them is 100% or even close to 100%. That's why you try and use overlapping technologies so that, you know, with you know, you take dogs and men and you've got more security than you would if you had just one or the other. And you add the flails in, well, then you get even greater assurance that the job that you've done has been done to a sufficient standard that people can go in and use it in safety.
Can you put a timeline on a job like that to try to make Afghanistan safe for a majority of the people who live there?
Linda, I wish I could, but it's all a function of money. And even if you had all the money in the world, I mean, there's only so much, you know, there's only so much money that can be absorbed and applied effectively and efficiently. All I can say is it's going to take a long time.
Mr. McCloy, thank you very much for coming in.
It's been a pleasure.
Murphy McCloy, he is a senior demining advisor at the U.S. Department of State, attached to the Bureau of Political Military Affairs.